Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Cloudflare announced a new cloud object storage service called R2, designed to compete with Amazon's popular S3 storage. R2 will run on Cloudflare's global network, be S3 API compatible, and cost 1.5 cents per gigabyte per month, and won't charge to transfer data off R2, otherwise known as egress fees. According to Cloudflare CEO Matthew Prince, we are aiming to be the fourth major public cloud. Amazon's gaming unit released New World, a $40 MMO. The title was originally announced in 2016. Amazon's gaming unit has struggled with big titles in the past, ending development of the announced sports title Breakaway in 2018, killing the game Crucible after it was released due to poor reception, and canceling a planned Lord of the Rings title back in April. TikTok announced it surpassed 1 billion monthly active users. The app originally launched in August 2018, meaning it averaged adding about 10 monthly active users per second in that time. Google announced some new options for user profile pictures with Google Illustrations, which provide a number of illustrated options to use rather than a single no-picture default. Options include animals, mythical creatures, locations, and hobbies. Users can also adjust the crop of the image and the color for further personalization. More illustration choices, as well as iOS and web support, is coming soon. Skype announced a redesign coming later in 2021, which will offer larger video feeds in a grid rather than relegating some users to a minimized view. The app is also getting more colorful themes and performance improvements. A new feature called TwinCam will let you add a video feed from a second device as well. LinkedIn confirmed it's testing paid ticketed events. The company said 21 million people attended an event on LinkedIn in 2020. IKEA and Sonos will release an updated Symphonisk speaker lamp on August 12th, which will sell the base and shade options separately for more customization. The base is slightly smaller, uses the E26 socket for a wider range of bulbs, and provides a wider and more room-filling sound. The base costs $152, with shades ranging from $24 to $35 for textile and glass options, respectively. The U.S. FCC announced it will open a $1.9 billion program to reimburse ISPs for removing network equipment deemed a national security threat from Huawei and ZTE. This mostly impacts rural ISPs. The program is open for applications from August 29th through January 14th, 2022. The Facebook-backed Two Africa undersea internet cable was announced in 2020 and planned to link Europe and Africa. This is being expanded to now serve the Middle East and India when it goes live in 2023. This would be the longest internet cable of its kind at 45,000 kilometers and serve up to 3 billion people. Following demands by Chinese regulators for interoperability between tech platforms, Alibaba added Tencent's WeChat Pay as a payment option on several of its services, including the food delivery app LME and ticketing platform Daimai. WeChat Pay isn't on Tencent's flagship Taobao shopping app, but the company is actively working to add multiple payment methods. Nokia teased it will announce a new Android tablet on October 6th, saying it will be everything you'd expect from a Nokia phone, in a tablet. Nokia's only other Android tablet was the 8-inch N1, released in 2014 with an Intel Atom CPU and a USB-C connector. Media Lab, a holding company for consumer internet brands, acquired the image hosting site Imgur in an undisclosed deal. Media Lab also acquired the lyrics annotation site Genius earlier this month and owns the messaging apps Kik and Whisper. 1Password partnered with Fastmail to launch a unique email aliases for logins feature similar to Apple's Hide My Email function in iCloud. These email aliases don't expire until deleted by a user. Google Stadia added support for using a Bluetooth controller as well as an iOS or Android phone as a gamepad when playing on Android TV, Google TV, or a Chromecast Ultra. Previously, Stadia users on a Chromecast were limited to using a Stadia controller. Microsoft rolled out support for Dolby Vision gaming to the Xbox Series X and S consoles after testing the feature since May. This builds on Xbox's existing HDR10 support, with Microsoft saying over 100 titles are optimized for Dolby Vision. Games that use auto HDR will also benefit from the update, with more accurate colors. And finally, the French company Pixee announced an updated digital rangefinder camera that uses Leica M-mount lenses. This uses a new 26-megapixel backside illuminated APS-C sensor and adds a new miniature display in the optical viewfinder that shows settings. It'll cost €2,999. No release date was announced. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.